This is Community Update. Today, Christy Foster is here from CYT. Christy, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Christy Foster, and I serve as the Executive Artistic Director of Christian Youth Theater, CYT, here in Vancouver, Portland, and have been with the company in that capacity for about a year and a half.
Besides working with the actors, you have been in some of the plays yourself. Which ones?
With the onset of Christian Community Theater, I'm in Footloose. Beyond that, I've done work in Portland Theater with Lakewood and Broadway Rose. I was in Into the Woods, played Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast a couple of years in a row, and Ida in Honk.
Footloose opened last weekend, and tell me about that week's madness and build it up to the opening night. What was it like?
We move into the theater, and all the parents that are part of the production committees, the sets, the props, costumes, they all move in with us at our first rehearsal in the theater space. So that was Saturday of last week. And then Sunday, we get on stage, we put microphones on, and we start doing the tech aspect of things. Throughout the week, then, we have long nights, 5 to 10 p.m., of going through costumes and makeup and practicing transitions. And some of the transitions looks flawless now, but that takes practice. And our crew doesn't have the benefit of the whole summer rehearsing with us. So dress rehearsal week really is about getting our crew to feel comfortable. We all know what we're supposed to do and how to do it. Doesn't mean it comes without glitches, and like I said, we have to do some troubleshooting, but then it's all worth it when we get to opening night and the audience is there and there's just a buzz. I don't know how really to describe it. It's so rewarding to have a live audience, to laugh at the places that we think have been funny, but you just never know. And then they always surprise you with other places that they react, and there's such a give and take with the audience. They contribute to the artistry that is done, and that's the beauty of the theater experience.
In Footloose, what's your part?
Well, I served as the music director, doing the vocal direction, and then also have been in the cast as Vi Moore, who is the pastor's wife, and Ariel is the romantic lead. I'm her mother.
What is your favorite line that you get to deliver?
Oh, you know, this character has been a challenge for me in that it's a more dramatic role than I'm used to. This character, I've had to really explore her emotions and kind of her process in the loss of her son. And so there's a few dramatic moments. One is where I'm talking with the person that plays my husband. He's interacting with me and suggesting that his pain of losing our son is worse than mine. And I have a moment where I pull away from him and set the record straight that he was my son too. There's just a moment of hush, and the audience feels that as well. As a theater artist, those are the kind of moments that you live for.
If I understand right, you got a great review. Tell me about it.
Yes, very honoring to my work and the work of my cast and the band. Really just so nice. It was with the Southwest Washington Theater blog. You have very kind remarks. I loved that they talked about his preconceived ideas of what the show would be, kind of religion bashing and just angry pastor, and how surprised he was that that wasn't the story at all. And we couldn't agree more. There's so much depth and heart to this story. And through the storytelling, it really is honoring to our beliefs as Christians, and knowing that God is the one that does a healing work in our lives, and that we're all just doing the best we can out of our own wounds. That's really what this story is about. It's a beautiful redemption story. And I thought that the reviewer captured that so eloquently.
There are four more performances this weekend. Tell me about them, and where can we get tickets?
Friday night at 7 o'clock, and then we have two on Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and then our closing show is at 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's at the Washburn Performing Arts Center at Washougal High School, and tickets are available through our website. That's www.cytvanport.org, or you can call our office for tickets at 360-750-8550.
Christy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This has been a production of Couve.com.